Russell.
Hi, folks. Russell Wright from ThemeZoom.com, and today is it's actually 9 o'clock Central Time on Wednesday, and April 16th, and we are talking to Mr. John Keel. Thanks for joining us. I know you're really busy, John. Appreciate that.
Good to be with you, Russell.
And today, I have actually talked John into sharing with us some shortcut tips on how he is, in light of the development of the Kraken Blueprint module that's upcoming shortly within a less than two-month period, there are some tips and workarounds that we can show you, and we're going to describe these. I'll present some diagrams as well. So let's just jump right in, John.
Well, Russell, first of all, I mean, Kraken has just really speeded the whole process up in terms of being able to identify where we are in the, I call it in the iceberg, in terms of the, you know, market analysis. And so thanks very much to you and the rest of the guys for putting that together.
And so when you talk about the iceberg, you're talking about the massive keyword pile of what's really going on beneath the surface of the market.
Yes, and then sometimes above. And because it's really been very enlightening to find out what's going on up above, and Kraken obviously makes that very easy and visual. Easy to visualize and so on. So, you know, we always start with Kraken and ultimately get the theme, and let's just say I have a cluster, and I might have several multiple themes in the cluster, but I'm just going to work with one theme at this point. And once we have completed the drill down within Kraken on a theme, you know, where to go from there, because at this point anyway, we're sort of in this interim period. We really can't develop a blueprint out of that.
Right.
So, you know, that's where we at least what we've been doing for the last month or month and a half is using Kraken as a place to start, and then moving right into ThemeZoom 3.0. And I'm sort of a conservative type of person, and what we sort of taught ourselves and then through the videos that you guys had put together, you and Sue had put together initially, and I'm just going to click through right now, by the way. I'm just on a particular theme we're working on, just sort of to walk myself through this. I've got my theme. I've done my drill down, and so I've got all these keywords that are all theme-related, you know, synonymically related and so on. And so what our guys do is we'll hit that show all keywords button.
Mm-hmm.
It's important, and I figured this out by mistake. I'd be on that main page and then maybe go and look at ranked domains and so on and then come back. And I, every time I come back to that page, I have to hit the show all keywords so that it always shows up. And then I just export that into a CSV file. And at this point, I know my theme for my either for my website or for the section of the website that I'm working on. So we go right into ThemeZoom 3.0 and right into the VMAD section, and I'm going to do that. I'm just again just walking myself through that right now.
Okay.
Go right into the VMAD. So I'm going to start a new VMAD with that theme.
And John, are you when you export your spreadsheet, are you pulling it off of the primary, what used to be the Zoom analysis screen where all the keywords are?
You mean relative to Kraken?
Yeah, in Kraken, where are you pulling the spreadsheet from?
Well, there's that little export CSV or export Excel button down at the bottom.
Yeah, but on which screen there? That's on several screens.
Okay, I'm doing it off the main screen, and let me just go back to Kraken. Excuse me, just a second.
Oh, the main big keyword screen.
Yeah, the main big keyword, the theme market analysis screen.
Okay.
Because I'll hit once I've drilled down and I hit show all keywords, and I've gone through and deleted the ones that obviously aren't apropos. Are pertinent. That's a list in some cases, you know, a couple hundred keywords, important and interesting, and other keywords that I don't want to lose. So that's sitting over there in a little CSV file on my desktop somewhere. And then when I get into ThemeZoom 3.0, I'll do that vertical mark. You know, I'll do the BMAD, and you know, the screen will come up after it goes through its gyrations, and I have to check all the synonyms again, and again, people, I'm presuming know.
So you're going that. You're going into each unique theme then, basically.
Well, yeah, and most of the projects we're working on right now, not all of them, but most of them, we have a theme we're working around.
Right, that makes it quite a bit easier.
Oh yeah,
you can just import that into.
And I think it's important to keep those. Although we've got a couple projects that have just started where we're going to have actually multiple themes on a website, but we're just doing one at a time.
That's completely. That's the best idea actually when you're working with a client with clear client themes.
Oh yeah, yeah. And so now I've gone through and you know, my screen has come up in themes in 3.0, and I'm still up in the vertical market area. And before I do anything, I import, because I don't want to lose any keywords, I actually import the keywords I've generated from Kraken right there. Now, in most cases, and I would think maybe in every case, probably all those keywords are already in, you know, have been generated by the VMAD,
mm-hmm.
but I just won't be sure. And I will actually note those, you know, with some kind of special coding. Maybe it's a client type of keyword, client, other, whatever, just to kind of keep those separated out. It's no magic, and I can't. By the way, I just cannot wait for this new system, because now the work really begins. Is anyone who's done any seen most of the projects we're involved with, and I say where the work really begins. Most of the projects we're involved with involve a minimum of 10 silos.
Right.
I mean, because we're generally in some fairly popular areas, so we'll just move from the VMAD down to the actual theme section of 3.0. And at this point, what we're trying to do right now is just do a quick analysis on what do we think our silos are going to be. And I know we put extreme pressure on the resources, but that I do it, quite frankly, I do a get remaining data, all keywords there. And I'm, you know, in some cases, I'm talking 5, 10, 15,000 keywords.
No, that's fine. That's what it's for.
That's what it's for. And, you know, that's going to take, you know, a certain period of time. And as you said on many of your videos, go get a cup of coffee or two.
Mm-hmm.
And
on the old version.
Exactly, on 3.0.
Mm-hmm.
And although the 3.0 is a lot quicker than in some of the original versions, obviously. But let's just say it takes 15, 20 minutes, whatever, depending on the size of you know, what we're trying to do. Then we'll come back and I sort. I clean up the screen. Most projects we're involved with, it's either a new site or a new section of a site, and so I'm really interested in seeing on one screen the columns. I mean, I'm interested in the blueprint column, obviously, because we're going to mark our silos.
Sure.
I'm interested in raw organic traffic. And most of the time we'll keep both the phrase match and the broad match cost and traffic columns.
Uh-huh.
Then the TRI and the market share. And I'm not looking at the screen right now. I'm on another screen right now, but that the column where it talks about quads and triples and doubles.
Oh yeah, okay. So the old intelligence
column. Market intelligence column.
Okay.
And I sort by market intelligence.
Okay.
What we have found over the last year or so is that when I sort by market intelligence, I'm almost always going to have the best TRI and market share, or predominantly market share figures at the top. And that really takes about 5 or 10 minutes once I've got the data to get that done, and I can quickly go down and identify. If I think I'm going to have maybe a 10 silo site, I probably am going to mark for blueprint 15 to 20.
Okay.
Because I don't know until I get in and drill down into each one of the silos whether or not I'm going to have enough meat down underneath.
And right.
We find that if I just pick the first 10, I might only end up with eight or nine.
Right.
And again, most of the time we're doing at least 10.
Right. So let me clarify this for users, because you really know what you're doing, so you're going kind of fast here. But
I'm sorry.
that's okay. I'm going to rewind you, because you tell me if I'm not understanding this. From Kraken, after you've done your research and you've picked the themes that you're researching at a vertical market level, which we now call VOMAD, vertical online market level, you've got your list of keywords within your theme cluster, and each theme is a theme that your client, probably is a client theme that you've drilled into to get the, quote, most interesting technical keywords tied to that within the new Kraken application. You then take one of those themes and all the keywords tied to it, which is the whole list of the whole CSV or Excel sheet tied to that individual theme. You go over to the old app, the prototype 3.0, and you basically import that whole thing under the same parent theme that you already have set up in the old version?
Correct.
Okay. Now, so you use the keyword import function, correct?
Oh, yes. That's
okay, good. I need to clarify this for users, because we're going to get a transcript of this call. What will happen is you then stuff those keywords, and you label them, because the import function does give the ability to say Kraken import or whatever.
No question. And
okay.
That is really important to do. And again, I've only discovered a lot of this by doing it the other way and then trying to figure out how I did it.
It's the same with us, and I'm doing similar things right now. So you've got those tagged, and they're tagged as Kraken, and just as everyone knows, you can actually tag your keywords with all kinds of functional imports. And so what happens then is you're going to go ahead and process it and get remaining data for everything, and at that point, you can even sort by the Kraken terms and reobserve and, you know, sort those out in their own bucket because you've got them tagged.
No question. In fact, I've done that a couple times, Russell, is I've gone into define filter,
mm-hmm.
and the define filter by type of keyword, and just to see where they show up. It's really, you know, it's kind of interesting. And in most cases, we're finding that those terms, in fact, are our silos.
Yes. So have you noticed, what is the average amount of dupes that's already in the old system from the new? Do you have is it once in a while hit or miss pretty much, or?
I really don't know.
That's fine. That's not that relevant. So let me just continue clarifying and make sure that I followed you all the way. At this point, you already named the columns that you keep on the screen, and you probably fold away using the fold away function on the,
Yes.
Okay, so you get rid of everything, and I'm general here. I may have missed a couple, but you keep the cost, the traffic, the market share of the try, and you generally keep the broad and phrase match, and you keep the market intelligence pink columns, at least a couple of them, and pretty much everything else. While you're kind of busy focusing on, you know, streamlining your blueprint, you pretty much hide, for the most part, everything else. Is that correct?
Exactly, because it's just I want to really be able to see it on one screen and not have to go to the right and left.
Okay, and everyone listening, just to clarify, you can fold and hide the overwhelming, you know, three-screen spreadsheet on the old themes and application by using the hide functions and the kind of colored-coded area above on the Zoom analysis screen. So at that point, what you're going to do is you're going to begin. This is the intro. This is where it gets really interesting what you do. You take a look at the keywords that are tagged as Kraken or whatever. You might even be using the other ones still if you find something interesting. But what you're doing is that you will tag the most interesting ones as blueprints and then decide later on whether there's enough meat, that meaning article keywords, to salt and pepper into articles or other types of connections tied to those blueprints. So you just go ahead and tag them now as blueprint using the you mark as blueprint function button.
Totally.
Okay, and then I'll let you take it from there. I just wanted to clarify that for users.
Okay, once I've marked it as blueprint, I then go into define filter, and I just I filter by show me only the terms I've marked as blueprint.
Right.
I don't want to work with thousands of terms on a page. I want to work with, you know, 15 or 20 or, you know, a manageable number. So now I know at least from a high level for you, well, what my potential silos are.
Right.
And then for each of those silos, we go through and we drill down. Of course, the reason I like to do 10, 15, or 20 is that in the old version of 3.0 right now, you can drill down into a maximum of five keywords at a time. So if I have 20, it's four drill downs.
Right.
And that was probably on an early video. I just missed it. I used to do one or two at a time. It might have even been a conversation you and I had. You said, well, you can do up to five. Oh, that saves a lot of time.
Yeah,
and
it does.
And then it's just, again, we're going through a repetitive process in the drill down, much as we did in the VMAT, of picking the theme, defining synonyms, and try to limit that too much. That limit of 15 is, for the most part, we find it, again, depending upon the keyword we're drilling down into as a potential theme. We'll get 5 to 10, maybe 12, 13 keywords that we'll keep either as theme defining synonyms or, KGO type of stuff. Looking at cost and traffic and also number of competing websites. One of the things I have found, by the way, that on a competing website perspective, if it's under 100,000, let's say 50,000, it's probably not worth drilling down into. It just takes more time, and I'm probably going to pick that keyword up in one of the other related synonyms. And then we go down, silo by silo. And at this point, the way we analyze it, is I'll actually then, and I say I, just one of our folks, we will export those into CSV. Just because I like to see, I'm a visual type of person myself.
Yep.
And I kind of want to see that spreadsheet all, laid out, and we'll get a sense of which of the siloed terms are, that we want, that might be winners in terms of silos, in terms of number of competing pages, cost and traffic, and all the terms that we use to analyze. I was doing a coaching call yesterday with somebody, and he says, well, you need a little bit more than just technical knowledge to do this. I said, well, yeah, you probably need some market knowledge and quite frankly, the way I figured it out, and to the extent that we have it figured out, is I just did it. And I screwed up a couple times, and okay. That's how you learn, and then you don't do that again. And unfortunately, that's of course, we're trying to minimize the screw-up time that people have to undergo through this call and maybe some others. But we have our 10 silos in our case identified. We've drilled down, and then it's just a matter of going through the analysis of get remaining data, again, for each of the silos. It's the same process all over again, just at a different level.
Got it.
And again, we're showing the same data on the TZ3 application in terms of the columns. Again, we don't like to go right and left. We like to see it all as we can. And now here's an interesting derivation. In some cases, the silos are such that we're going to be right at the article level. It's theme, silo, article. Dependent upon the size of the market, and this gets a little more complicated, we find that, man, there's a lot of stuff here. And so what we may do, and we don't do this on everyone, but what we may do is actually find that we could create sub-silos.
Right.
A silo may have a second level down, under which then are the articles, and that's just it's a matter of going through and of course we're into a lot of long tail stuff there, but
yeah, exactly, and we're going to avoid sub silos on this call.
I understand. No more discussion on that.
Because I want everybody to know that those are some advanced techniques having to do with our 4T Elite Portal model, and that is you can get John, pay John for a rather expensive private mentoring if you want that.
But that's really the process. And
I need to clarify. Sorry to interrupt you, but I need to clarify with you because, again, you make it sound so easy. But I know the exact hang-up points that people are getting hung up on, so I just want to, because I know you have to, go to your business today and all this. But here's the hang-up points, okay? I want to clarify, and maybe you can add some guidance.
Sure.
The hang-up points are, okay, well, I chose my blueprint. I think that people tend to make this process overly complicated, and part of it is because on the old app, I realized that it's not intuitive, which is why we're creating an intuitive system now for you. And what it is that when that, just tell me, you know, if I'm right or wrong here. The blueprint, generally when you're done going through this whole process after you imported the keywords and you had a good vertical market perspective because of all the new diagrams and the cool stuff that we now have in the VOMAT on Kraken, it's faster, it's easier to choose your top level keywords. But when you get down to that blueprint level, what you're really going to have is a blueprint silo structure that you can prune and graft to the appropriate places, correct?
Correct.
And the top levels of that silo are generally going to be the larger, more competitive keywords at the top levels, based usually upon, not always, but usually, right? Based upon traffic and keywords. And the stuff that falls underneath those boxes or those levels are going to be the ones with pretty much the highest co-occurrence. In the old software, we called the co-occurrence the market share, and or the ones that you find for your client the most profitable and or highly trafficked.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not as hard as probably I made it in some of my early videos.
Well, and it's interesting, just in doing some calls with folks over the last month or two, and I was there too.
Yeah, understood. I know, I confused you very thoroughly as well.
Well, we made it. It really isn't that difficult, and I think part of it is it's a mental, at least for me it was, this has got to be harder than this.
Because yes, I know.
This it's got to be more difficult than this. In one of the calls yesterday, going through with the guy, he said, "Wow," he says, "you know, I kind of get that," and I said, "Yep," and understand that it's perceived as being hard.
Yeah,
I guarantee it's being perceived as being hard by competitors, so they don't even want to screw around with siloing.
Which is good.
Which is very good from a competitive standpoint.
that was one of my reservations, John, about making it too easy with this new app, which is why we're, you know, at least for new and incoming clients, we're making it expensive. I'm not targeting necessarily our new users. I'm talking about the people coming in, because you know if it's too easy, then you know everybody won't want to do it. So we have to kind of limit our quality pool people.
No question. And
yeah.
So, but all it takes is just for anybody is just coming up with a methodology and then just doing it over and over and over again. And then, you know, of course, there's a lot more stuff than just getting the site up with, you know, as you and I know, with getting a properly blueprinted site up. But that is the start.
So I want to drive this home again and again because I'm trying to decomplexify probably some of the previous material that I put out there. When you're done, your silo, based on a top-level theme, should pretty much be kind of a keyword or theme tree based on, you know, most profitable, most traffic, and most relevant or highest co-occurrent keywords in a pretty much a hierarchy from in descending order.
Exactly.
Is that all there is to, I mean, if that was the simplest way that I could ever explain this, is that pretty close?
That's right on.
Okay, and of course, then there are subtleties that come after, which is which software, you know, blueprint. Like I know you use Silo Publisher a lot, and some people use Thematic. But then there's obviously the content on the page that uses those keywords that are also marked as blueprint. There's also the link structure inside the site is the most important part as well, as far as spitting the site out.
Oh yeah.
So, and you use Silo Publisher to do that, right?
Yes, yeah, we use
sometimes, and sometimes you'll build it by hand, right?
Sometimes clients, you know, we've got some clients that do it by hand, but we give them the, you know, the linking structure, if you will.
Right, and of course, we're not going to get into the fact that you can do 4T elite portals, which are actually four layers deep,
yeah.
Because that requires a unique skill set and understanding how to use Silo Publisher to create another layer on the site, and those are kind of advanced menu functions as well. But that's pretty much what there is to it. Now, let's get into some of the ways that you choose these top-level themes for clients. What does that look like if you discover something in a market that's really unique and hot, like a conversions point? Or do you ever go to your client and say, hey, this is something that we found out. Have you ever thought about this? Or are you in this business? Or does this correspond to your product array? How do you handle that?
that's really where we use Kraken.
Okay.
And in fact, I've got a meeting with some folks tomorrow here in Cincinnati, and I've done it already, and they're sort of in one market. This is a consumer packaged goods company, by the way. I mean, they know the market, but we did the Kraken thing. I call it the Kraken thing.
Yeah.
And the picture, I mean, the dark blue circle where they, you know, they gave me their keyword.
Uh-huh.
When they do that.
The client keyword.
So, oh, yeah, the client keyword. This is the one. And we have found that it's down at the bottom right in terms of the diagram, and there's a lot of stuff to the left and above, which they, I think, are in or could be in. And so we've got this meeting tomorrow. I'm going to say, and, of course, we've got our organic ranking values and all that kind of stuff associated with it. We say,
right, right.
Well, we can do this. But aren't you here? And there's some. It looks like there might be some opportunity here. And just you tell me. And yeah, that I'll tell you. The visual of Kraken is just a, you know, the picture worth a thousand words. I can't tell them. It just shows it out. And what it also does is always brings up questions. Well, what about this? And that's you love for people to ask questions like that.
Yeah, I mean, you want them to dump as many water cooler or client themes and keywords in the mix, so you can then make the relational images and show them and talk about that. And we're adding our final touches today on clarifying the ranking URL to make that even easier to use for people, so that you have more control over those keywords and the rest. So, you know, we spent the day on the phone yesterday with International Spain, Portugal, Italy, because as you know, Kraken is now international. And multiple languages. And we actually had to sort out some issues that some of the really, really big SEO firms had no clue about, which is how international search engines and Google actually work. It was really amazing. Because really, if you have a website that's going to go in, you know, five countries, you really have to think carefully. You almost have to treat every country as a silo.
I was going to say, yep.
In a very real sense, you want to buy the country extension domain, and we have some tips that we'll release in another audio coming up that explain why that's the case. I mean, like the gentleman who's on the phone with us, he's a power hitter in the Spanish market for pay-per-click in several countries for Spanish. I mean, they have some of the largest firms. He has one of the larger insurance firms out there. And, you know, we found out that, you know, although the company had spent a ton of money to build an Italian site, they were not indexed in the Italian search engine. They were indexed in the Google engine that is for Italian pages, but they were not showing up. If you were in Italy and you tried to find that site, you wouldn't be able to find that site in Italy, which is the only place in Italy where they search for it. That's exactly where they were supposed to be. That's what they had paid to be. You know, so we have all this stuff happening. And what's the beauty of this, the reason I kind of digress, is because we're going to be taking these kinds of methods, and John has worked so hard over the last couple of years to learn this stuff and effectively drive it home in an environment where we were still honing, and he's helped us so much hone this that now with Kraken, you know, made easy, we'll actually be able to, you know, charge more money for our clients, you know, so we can go into international markets, and it will be honestly fairly easy. All you have to do is get a translator or use SysTran or something like that, you know, to begin to expand into international markets, whether it be English-speaking other countries. We'll be able to be, you know, get certified to help people in other countries as well to rank on those engines with Kraken.
Yep.
Yeah, that's very exciting. So I really think that we have the general gist of it. You know, it's a step-by-step.
It's a pretty straightforward process, Russell.
Okay, and I'm aware that people. Where would you say, John? Because I realize that you have to leave here. Where would you say the major hang up that the people that you've mentored, where is that? Where do they fumble and get wrapped around the axle? And if you were to say, you know, give us one idea.
Yeah, when we get into 3.0. We're into 3.0. And they'll go in and do their VMAD with, you know, let's say the theme, and then they'll try to do much. They'll try to do too much up in the VMAD.
Right.
They don't bring it down.
Right. They don't know when to bring it down.
And I bring it down pretty quickly. We bring it down, and then we do all our work down below
okay.
the bar, so to speak.
Right.
And I think that's one. And I think the second one is understanding, as my friend Dan Kennedy says, good enough is good enough.
Good enough is good enough, right? You don't need to find perfection in the system.
It's possible to figure out my silos pretty much in one fell swoop, and if I want to go back in 3 months later and look at it again, I can. But let's get something done and get it done.
Okay. And one thing that I know I'll probably get a question on this call is when you bring that CSV from Kraken over and put and import it into and underneath a theme that you already have present in 3.0,
mm-hmm.
when you do that import function, is that theme that you're importing it under, is that on the VMAD still, or are you importing that directly onto the blueprint section below on the themes area?
I'm doing it into the VMAD.
Okay, so, and then once you're done importing it, then, only then do you begin to bring stuff down.
Exactly.
Okay, that, I think that's the question that I've had that people have had as a major hang-up, is you haven't bothered to bring them down even as a top-level theme. Okay, and one other question that I had for you this will be the last one, I promise, that a user wanted me to ask you directly,
yes.
is how you personally handle the index page in your mind when you're building the themes tree. Because a lot of the times people have conceptually used the index page as like that is the keyword that you're going for. But in reality, as you and I know, it's just kind of the hub that, you know, you pin everything else on.
Yeah.
So how do you...
If it's a brand new site,
mm-hmm.
As opposed to being a section of a site, an existing website, mentally, the index page is the theme page.
Mm-hmm.
But I, quite frankly, don't worry from a ranking perspective, because that's
right.
really a very competitive term.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more concerned about, and you taught me this, the buoyant, you know, you used to call it buoyant page rank. Where
yes, exactly.
Things and bringing it up to the top. And that really more is a, as you said, a hub page where we might have, not might, but we have writers who are writing the content for the what I call the silo article pages and the article pages.
Right.
But that hub page is more of a general page, and I'll actually even... you know, write that page. It really doesn't take that long. You know, we're trying to give people a flavor for the site. And that's, in most cases, that's pretty much more of if I can say, content or information versus direct response. It probably tends more towards the direct response.
Right. And so when you're preparing the technical side for the index page, in your mind, you're really not really so much concerned about ranking as you are. It's just attaching your silos to it as an anchor.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it looks okay, and it reads okay. So it's in fact, we probably care more about that one being user friendly than a lot of times our article pages.
Yeah,
if
I got
you know
it.
What I mean, you know.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Well, I know that we're at the top of the hour here, and I know you have somewhere that you need to get off to a certain time. I got to tell you, I'm very, very appreciative of you taking the time out to do this, because I know you didn't have to help out the users. And I really want to thank you, John. I appreciate your time. I know the users are going to love this. We'll actually get a transcription of it as well in the meantime, because they'll be able to use this for the next 45 days, 60 days or so.
It's not like we don't have to wait.
Yeah, I know. There's
we shouldn't be waiting.
There's no need to rest on the laurels. I had a user email me and say, you know, should I even bother be using, you know, the blueprint at all? I'm like, well, yeah, if you want to build a co-occurrent website, now's the time, and you can keep moving. So I'll go ahead and shoot this off to him. Thank you so much, John.
Just one last comment. I think for sure. people who if people will really learn 3.0 when the new version comes out, I think they'll even have a better understanding. Quite frankly, because they understand a lot of the foundational stuff, and they'll probably even appreciate it. I mean, I know I will appreciate it.
Well, that's actually been one of my concerns about having the automated blueprint system where the thinking is really done, is the users, the power users and everyone else who's learned the system in the last 2 years, they actually understand how it works from a technical level.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not going to be much of a prerequisite or requirement for you to do that in the new system. And there are certain advantages in that, such as if you're a real control freak like I am, you want to have a good understanding of the technical aspects of, you know, how the articles are written. There are some subtleties and some things that you can do just a little bit better when you understand and you're not just doing a paint-by-numbers system.
Yep.
You know, so you and I both know that. But again, I will always teach these methods, and again, you and I are going to be teaching some of these methods in paid courses. But again, that's the advantage of learning and knowing the old system. So thanks, John, and I know that we'll be talking again soon.
Okay, Russ. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.